one thing we take great pride in here at the show is that we are squeaky clean. We are downright antibacterial. There is not one germ to be found. That is a good thing. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalenge and Karen DeFalco.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Karen DeFalco will be by in mere moments. Our guest this hour is a return guest to the show, veteran actor Gary Cole. Now, Gary's played some of the most iconic pop culture roles of the past 25 years. Bill Lumberg, the annoying boss in the iconic film Office Space. Mike Brady in the Brady Bunch movies. Well, now Gary is seen not only in Veep, one of my favorite shows, but he's seen on a show called Mercy Street over on PBS. And if you haven't seen this, you should really check it out. It takes place in the Civil War. It's not, you know, war and North versus South and the battles. It takes place in a hospital in Alexandria. And it's a very interesting show. And we will talk once again with friend of the program, Gary Cole. Then it will be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Jackie. And then my trials and tribulations of simply trying to get $10 worth of gas. You go into a gas station. I live in New Jersey. We're not allowed to pump our own gas. You tell the guy $10. All of a sudden, he comes back 6 minutes later, and you owe him $42. We will have the story. Then the whole Mariah Carey debacle. Everyone has chimed in on it, and so will we. It is live television. You can just not stand there and hope for a do-over. And my issue with this whole thing, where was Ryan Seacrest, the host of the show, when this was going on? Life is more than just reading teleprompters and reading liner cards. All right, we start things off this hour with your trip to the store. It is becoming more and more disgusting every time you venture into a store, especially this time of year. Yes, it's cold and flu season, folks. We are in January. So you go into your store and you pick out your items and it's time to pay. So you stand there and you're watching the cashier as he or she completes their task of scanning and bagging and making sure you pay and giving you your change and you're leaving and the whole thing. Well, it's one thing to watch them do their work. It's another thing to watch them share their DNA with everyone that comes into the store, is it not? Yeah, it's that time of the year when the thumb licker is usually not very welcome in the store. Then again, the thumb licker never is welcome on the cashier line. And the thumb licker is the person who sits there and for whatever reason needs to lick their thumb before touching anything in terms of money and the bags and everything else. I think this is more of a nervous condition, some sort of a tick that hasn't been corrected by Dr. Melfi at some point. So there she is and still licking and just everything. It is gross. It is disgusting. And you really need to say something about it. Because do you really want to take this person home with you in that way? You know what I mean? You stand there and you watch them and then they hand you your change and that final dollar bill is soaking wet because their big, fat, wet thumb has been on it. And then it's lovely when they start crooping as well and they sound as if they should be in some sort of a TB facility and instead, no, they're working because, no, I can't call out and he won't let me call out, so I'm going to give the entire town the flu. How about a sponge with a little water? How about that? I actually spoke up about this at my local discount department store about a year ago, and the thumb licker is now the sponge squeezer. And it's my little contribution to society because I think it's an important thing. It is disgusting. Think about when you bring home that box of crackers. You know, she's been licking and loving all over her fingers and touching everything, and she's sick as a dog, and there's mucus and everything else there. She sticks the Wheat Thins in the bag, you take it home, put it in the cabinet, and yes, Daisy the cashier is now inside your cabinet for the next 2 weeks, and those germs are dancing around and having a grand old time. And you try to stay healthy this time of year, and it is, yes, very, very difficult. But you think stores would kind of have the foresight that people really don't want to take slobber home with them? So attention, managers, get a hold of Daisy the cashier. Tell her, keep your damn hands out of your mouth. Here's a sponge, here's a couple of drops of water, and we'll all be happy and healthy. Stay with us. Gary Cole is next. He's as clean as can be. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America. American Biker Minute. One's urge to dismiss any new invention as a dumb idea will invite some to tag you as a Luddite, even if this invention is a smartphone built into a motorcycle windshield. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Reviewers describe it in glowing terms like simple and smart, virtual dashboard, navigation safely in your periphery while you're on the open road. A show of hands from the people who would like their windshield to remind them to call the boss, even though forgetting about work is a prime reason we ride. For the few who will attempt to navigate with a windshield that signals phone calls, accepts texts, and surfs the net, try to remember the reason you bought a motorcycle to begin with. American Biker Minute. Let's work to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Recently, Jack was diagnosed with narcolepsy after falling asleep at the wheel and crashing into a streetlight. Narcolepsy is a sleep disorder which can cause a person to fall asleep at inappropriate times. Since Jack now has medication for his disorder, he's decided to keep driving. But isn't this dangerous? Legally, is a narcoleptic even allowed to drive? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
If a doctor has prescribed medication to correct a disorder, then the state views the disorder as corrected. In this case, even a narcoleptic can legally drive. And that's the final verdict.